Boker Tov, good morning. I apologize yesterday for not being here.
We forgive you. Hello,
I also, forgive. Tomorrow, I'm not 100% sure I will be here, an important meeting, but I will try my best. Billy Neder, today's class should be for the Refuah Shlema of all the Cholim Rechlalam, Chemda, Barchama Chadushan, and the Melech Hanukam Rivka, Sarah Banunir, Shalom, Sarah David, Menachal Yafa, Badavara, Rivka, Badachav, Rivka, Badaser, Shalom, Menachal, Faminam, Shamanachana, Yafav, Nimre, when Yavidam, Yafah, Isaac, Hadrachav, Hana, Simcha, Ben Malkam, Ramanachal, Zimram, Hana, Ramadam, and Hosta, Badamar, Sabahana, Gibrita, Baraha, Dan Ben, Says, Homina, Kadam, Maka, the Shaman, Etter, and Menfa, Yusab, and Rosham, Shamanina, Yusab, and Yafat, the name, and the Nesham, Hana, from the Amakam, Kilin, Lu, Kilin, Lu, Yavim, Kamriam, Kavir, Shamanachana, Makabal, Sarah, Sham, Simrakam, Ramaka, the answer was Shana, Shaman, Omi, Ravdil, and Yushma, David, and the Alvin, and Minimin, it's not the other. Shimon ben Yishai min HaMakal Madan, Boaz ben Avram, Dina bat Aaron, Tama Barachah bat Avram, Moshe ben Rafael, Sabrat Yosef, Le'avdil le'Rayon, Devarah bat Miriam. You know, I'm not 100% sure I'll be here tomorrow, so I want to do a final class before Rosh Hashanah. And I want to connect it to our parasha as well. I think as we're approaching Rosh Hashanah this Sunday night, it's very, very important for a person to spend some time and think about themselves, their past year, how they did, what they grew in, what they excelled in, and see where you've reached. See where you have arrived at this point. You know, there's a pasuk in this week's parasha. It's a very important pasuk. It's a very important paragraph, rather. It says, "Ki ha-mitzvah hazod asher anochi mitzavecha hayom," there's this mitzvah that I'm commanding you today, "lo niflet hi mimcha," it's not far from you, "v'lo rechokahi," it's not too difficult for you, it's not too far from you, "lo bashamayim," it's not in the heavens, you can't come and say, "Ah, oh, who can go up there and do this mitzvah?" "Lo me'ever layam," it's not across the sea. "Ki karov elecha hadavar me'od, beficha uvilvavcha la'asoto." This matter is so close to you that it is in your mouth and it's in your heart to do it. What is this referring to? Of course, it's referring to the mitzvah of learning Torah. There's many different perushim. One perush, mitzvah of learning Torah, of upkeeping the Torah. Person has the opportunity every single day to come in and to learn Torah. Every single day we have an opportunity. And not only that, there's a pasuk in the first chapter of Yehoshua, "V'yigito bo yomam v'layla." A person has to spend time learning Torah day and night. Every morning, every evening, person has to spend time learning Torah. I think it's so important as we approach Rosh Hashanah for a person to ask himself, how much did I sacrifice for the Torah this year? What did I do for the Torah this year? How much time did I sacrifice? How much of my efforts did I sacrifice? How much of my own giving did I give for the Torah? Whether it be in my physical, in my parnasa that I gave towards people learning Torah, or whether it be myself sitting and learning, spending time Torah. Think about for a second, this whole year, we sat down however many days, 200 days of the year, and we had this shiur. 10 minutes a day, but 200 days of the year, that's 2,000 minutes of Torah. Think about it for a second. How much there is there? Maybe 30, more than 30 hours of Torah we've spent. We spend days and days learning Torah together. Think about how much you sacrificed in Torah and how much you've grown from just listening to the words of Torah. From where we came from, we started learning Pirkei Avot, then we went to Mesilat Yesharim, the Igaret HaRamban, Kohelet, then we went to the book of the Chafetz Chaim, Lashon Hara. We've arrived now learning our Hashem's own book, the Torah. We've arrived at the highest of the highest. We elevated ourselves to the point, now we're learning the parasha. Hashem is telling you, don't distance yourself. Don't say this. Don't rationalize and try to say, it's too far for me, it's too difficult. Now is the time. Now is the time to start to think, how am I going to grow this upcoming year? I've hit certain levels this past year. I've learned certain amounts of Torah. Now it's time to take a point and increase. Now it's time to take some time out of my own lifetime, time out of my own day, and give back to Hashem. Think about all the blessings you received this past year, all of the parnasah you received this past year, all of the being able to just wake up in the morning and have an easy way to get to Kanisa, to get to Shul, be able to pray, be able to talk to Hashem, be able to walk, be able to speak, all of the blessings and miracles that you have each and every day. Think about them. You know, what's beautiful and amazing about Hashem's nisim that He does, His miracles that He does for us, is that you wake up one morning, you see all of the miracles one day. You wake up the next morning, you see all of the miracles again, and again, and again, and again, and again. And you ask yourself, wow, Hashem, it's really unbelievable. You know, I'll share a personal story. When my wife was expecting for her first child, so we went to the hospital. So I was there for every sonogram, I would go for everything. I was sitting in the hospital, and when you get to the hospital, at certain points, you know, throughout the pregnancy, the doctors come and ask you all these types of questions, hundreds of questions they come and ask. So, did you have this disease? Do you have this disease? Do you have that disease? Do you have this? Do you have any heart problems? Do you have any kidney problems? Do you have any this problems? And they're going down the list. 1, 2, 3, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 questions of diseases. And my wife is like, no, Baruch Hashem, no, Baruch Hashem. One after another. And I'm sitting there. And she says, thank God, no. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself. And I start crying. I'm like, this is unbelievable. Look how many things the doctors have to ask you. You have this disease, you have that disease. You have this problem, you have that problem. You have this problem, you have that problem. And you say no to one after another, after another, after another. We take these things for granted. We don't realize that every single day Hashem is recreating us to be healthy. How much hakarat hatov, how much appreciation we have to have to Hashem. As we approach Rosh Hashanah, we have to think back. Look back at this past year, how much Hashem gave you. How much time He gave you to spend and learn Torah. How much effort He gave you opportunity to spend and learn Torah. To spend time with the family, to do anything you possibly could have done. He gave you that opportunity. Now it's time to use that looking back. And as we approach Rosh Hashanah, push it to move forward. Let's push ourselves to try to grow. Let's do something, each and every one of us on an individual level. Something to push ourselves past the limit. Not just keeping ourselves at this level of the, you know, the chubam thing, the chubam. I'm okay the way I am. Chubam, no. We're not chubam. Chubnistim. We're not good the way we are. We want to grow. If a person, you know, one of the worst things a person can do is to say, I'm good the way I am and I'm not changing. That person is on the path to not grow. A person who wants to be able to grow has to be able to constantly be telling himself, I'm willing to change and to be better and to grow and to get closer to Hashem, increasing some time in learning Torah. Whether it be you add 5 extra minutes of Torah a day, 5 extra minutes a week, or you say, you know what, I'm going to come to 1 extra shiur a day, 1 extra shiur a week, 1 extra shiur a month. You add something into your schedule. You know what's a beautiful idea? I was learning recently, there's a book called the Sefer HaYashar. It's a very beautiful sefer on Musar, very deep Kabbalistic ideas. And he was writing in the introduction, he was saying, it says in the Gemara, that when you get up to Shamayim, when you get up after 120, Hashem is going to ask you, Kavata etim la Torah, did you establish times to learn Torah? This is what Hashem is going to ask you. So we have to be prepared to be able to answer that question. Now, not only do we have to be prepared to answer that question, but let's understand what the question is. Hashem is not going to ask us, how many pages of Gemara did you learn? Even though that's very important. But how much did you set times to learn Torah? Were you consistent in your Torah? And he explains, the Sefer HaYashar, he explains that it is better for a person to learn 5 chapters, but learn them in depth. Learn them well. Spend time on them, than to learn 50 chapters, and many, many chapters, but you don't have so much focus on. Maybe it wasn't Sefer HaYashar. It's a commentary. Also, the Kaf HaChaim writes this. The Kaf HaChaim writes that it's better for a person to learn much less, but focus a lot more on it, than to learn a lot more and not understand and remember anything you learned. And this is a halakha. It's not only just an idea, it's a halakha. It's not in the Sefer HaYashar, I apologize. It's in the Kaf HaChaim. So he's saying that a person has to pay attention a little bit more. What are we focusing on? What are we learning? Instead of spending, you know, we could spend a shiur and spend half an hour learning Torah, but if you don't take out one point from it, then what's it worth? We could spend 10 minutes, or if you focus, full hard focus on understanding, hey, let's look back today. We're approaching now Rosh Hashanah amongst us on the weekend. Let's look back and see what we've accomplished this year. See how much we've done. See what we did from last year to this year, how we grew. And let's see how we can grow from this year to next year. Let's take the next steps. Let's not tell ourselves that I'm good the way I am. I'm okay the way I am. Why? It's very easy for you. It's very close to you. You're able to do it. Don't rationalize and tell yourself that no, it's in the heavens, or it's over there across the yam. It's across the ocean. I can't do it. It's not for me. It's for those people. Each and every one of us has the opportunity to be great, has the opportunity to reach high heights. But it's up to you. It's up to you to decide when you're going to start. Rosh Hashanah, because we're on the topic, I'll take a couple extra minutes to talk about Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Rav Pinkus, he writes a beautiful understanding of what's an idea about Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the new year for the Jewish people. There's something that's very important when you get to a new year, is to start your new year out strong. You have to start out strong. You have to start something out strong. Don't start out your first day of the new year, Rosh Hashanah, waking up late, lazy, getting to Ganesha late. They say that on Rosh Hashanah, a person is to pray as early as you can. Get to pray at Netzach Hamah when the sun rises. Why? So when the day of judgment, Hashem is judging you, a person should not come to Hashem and say, look, I'm sleeping while you're opening our books and seeing what's our deen, what's our judgment. But even if a person can't do that, don't delay. Don't sleep in. Don't say, I go whenever I go. I pray whenever I pray. No, make an effort to try hard. Show Hashem that on the beginning, on Rosh Hashanah, which is the Rosh, it's the head of the year. What's the head? You know what the Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, it's referencing to the head. The head is a person's head of the body. The head of your body is what leads you. What leads you for the rest of the year is going to be your Rosh Hashanah. how you take Rosh Hashanah from. What do you take from Rosh Hashanah from? What do you do on Rosh Hashanah? What you take upon yourself on Rosh Hashanah? What you're going to make your Rosh Hashanah is going to be the rest of your year. It's going to be the rest of your Shana. So what you do on the Rosh, on the head of something, that's going to be the rest of your year. It's like, for example, a person sometimes has a bad hair day. You know, a person has a bad hair day, you wake up and your hair is all messed up, you don't have time to, you know, bad hair day. And then you look in the mirror, it doesn't look nice, doesn't look right. And then what happens? It makes you feel a little bit discouraged. People are looking at me, my hair, you know, there's like a piece of hair sticking up. Maybe girls feel this a lot more, women feel this a lot more. And then, what's going on? Because when a person, when the head is messed up, when something's wrong on the hair, then it starts to mess him up. It starts to make him feel like, what's the nimshal? The lesson is that when a person is not in the correct mindset for the head, you're not in the correct mindset for the head of the year, for Rosh Hashanah, then the rest of the year, you're also not going to be in the right mindset. It all starts from the beginning. Let's start out Rosh Hashanah strong. Let's take upon ourselves something. Let's spend a couple more minutes learning Torah a day. Open up an English book, learning a couple more minutes of Torah. Spend 5 more minutes listening to a recording on the way to work, on the way to your office. Let's spend some more time with the family. Let's do something a little bit more this year. Let's take upon ourselves and say that for next year, when we look back to this year, we can say, you remember that class before Rosh Hashanah? I took upon myself this and I was able to hold it until next year. And I continue this and look how much I grew from it. You don't realize that your small, immense amounts of Torah. Imagine this 10-minute Torah that yesterday, for example. We didn't have this class. How did you feel? Feel empty. You're missing something, okay. Right? Because you know that when you don't have Torah, when you're missing Torah in your day, you feel empty. You feel like you're missing Hashem. When you have Torah, you fill yourself with what we're here for, of learning Torah, getting closer to Hashem, then you feel complete. Let's increase that. Let's increase that in quality, and let's increase that in quantity. Let's show Hashem that we're here, we're willing to grow, we're willing to get closer to you. And then Hashem will show you wonders. Hashem will start opening up the path to you. He'll start showing you clarity. He'll start letting you see why this is happening and why that's happening, why you lose your wallet, and why you don't have why you don't have a car one day, why you have to take an Uber one day, or why you don't have a wife yet. Hashem will show you. So, yeah? But really the idea is, if a person shows Hashem, hey Hashem, I'm ready. I'm ready for a person to, I'm ready to get closer to you. I'm ready to take the next step. Hashem is saying, I'm ready to take the next step outside the palace and get closer to you as well. And B'zad Hashem, as we approach Rosh Hashanah, let's all have this mindset going in. I'm ready to grow. I'm ready to get closer to Hashem. I'm not chubam, chub nistam. I'm not okay the way I am. I'm ready to grow. And we're ready to become better people this year. And B'zad Hashem, with that, Hashem should bless all of us that we have a Shana Tova, Mevorechet. Hashem should bless us with a Gmar Chatima Tova. He should seal us in the book of life, health and happiness, and only with Bracha V'atzlacha. Have a great day.